Set in 1853 Boone County, Kentucky, the new feature film All or Nothing is based on true events and represents real-life Underground Railroad heroes and sheroes. All or Nothing is an honestly raw tale presenting man at his most evil and most compassionate. Based on one of the largest documented escapes from slavery in American history, All or Nothing strives to offer a bold step toward healing the racial divide in America. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. All or Nothing will play Sunday, March 18th at 4 o'clock at the Cincinnati Art Museum. And my guest is filmmaker Charles K. Campbell. Charles, welcome to WVXU.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you for having me.
All or Nothing is a dramatization of a real event, right?
Correct.
It's one that I've never heard of until now. Why isn't this escape in the history books more?
That's a good question. I'll add to that. Why isn't a lot of the history from Underground Railroad or even from slavery from that time period in the history books? NPR just reported recently that our system, our school system, is failing miserably for being able to teach this period. And I don't really blame the school systems. It's just a very tough subject for anyone. And you have to use a little, you know, a little extra creativity and show extra love when discussing what's a very painful part of our past.
Yeah. Well, since most of us went to those schools and maybe are in the same boat of not knowing about the event, just briefly describe what happened.
In this particular event, and I'd like to give credit to the researchers, the local historians and researchers who've spent nearly four decades on this, piecing together the puzzle of this particular escape. Betty Ann Smitty, Diana Porter, Lisa Schumann, and Bridget Stryker, all from this area, have worked tirelessly. And what happened was in 1853, there were a group of slaves in Petersburg, Boone County, Kentucky, who's, from what I understand, their family members in Canada and other people wanted to pay to get them free. And so they hired an abolitionist, John Fairfield, who came and went into their community and stole them away. And he was a pay-for-hire abolitionist, and he had a network of people through the Underground Railroad from Kentucky to Cincinnati, Indiana, Michigan, and into Canada that he worked with that helped this escape come to pass.
28 slaves were freed.
28, yes.
Not were freed. They fought.
Yeah,
to the nail for their freedom.
Yeah, they did.
This took place right in our listening area.
Yeah, it did. It went right through Cincinnati. And many of the locations we mentioned in the movie, the actual locations, we actually film at a couple of the locations. And many of our cast are from the Cincinnati Black Theater. We have like 60, 70 actors, and a large part of them are from this area.
What was it like to actually revisit those locations, knowing what had happened there?
It was surreal. It was very surreal. We filmed on location at a couple of the farmhouses in Kentucky where the slaves actually escaped from. And the energy, and especially there was one room, and we all laugh about this during the post-screening questionnaire. There was one room that none of us would go in. There was an energy at the door that said, do not enter, and we did not enter. You know, just that simple. But it's a story that begged to be told. I'm glad that larger filmmakers didn't get this story and mess it up. You know, it needed grassroots effort. These people really put their lives on the line, you know.
Oh, John Fairfield, you said, was an abolitionist?
Correct. He was a white abolitionist. And many of his methods, like taking pay for hire, were not agreed on necessarily by some of the African-American Black Underground Railroad freedom fighters, if you will. It was because he did take money for hire. But in everything that I could find, it was necessary. He had to pay to stow these people away. But I had a lot of creative licensing, so I didn't want to write a great white hope story. I wanted to do something different with this. And so I took the liberty to bring to life many of the slaves and give them a voice, because their voice is never, you know, you have to create it. It's not really recorded.
Who was Washington Parker?
Washington Parker was a real character. He was a slave on one of the farms, and he was highly favored by his owner. He had his own horse. He had his own living quarters. He could read from what the research says. But I created him as a second protagonist to not only join Fairfield, but to also create conflict, because I'm sure Fairfield didn't travel 400 miles with 27 slaves and no one had any input. So that's who Washington is.
We're chatting with filmmaker Charles K. Campbell about his new feature film, All or Nothing. What's your background or training in film, Charles?
It's extensive now. I mean, I didn't do it as a child. I didn't make movies growing up. I'd written a few books, self-published some novels, and I decided that I wanted to go to Hollywood and sell a script that I had written, my first script. I almost sold it, but the bottom fell out. And I said, well, don't wait on anyone to buy your story. You make one. And that's when I jumped in film school and I went to Los Angeles Community College and UCLA. Then I went to Central Michigan University and got my master's in film. So,
and this is your first full-length feature film. Yeah. You said you filmed locally and you used local actors. How long, roughly, was the entire process to make the movie?
It's been 3 years. We're coming up on between two and a half and three years. And that's about average for a feature film. I'd like to say we shot the movie in 11 days. It was an incredibly stressful schedule, but something we had to do based on our small budget and on people's time schedules. But we got it done. It's an amazing story, and that's what audiences are resonating.
How did you fund the project?
Borrowed money from friends, family. And then we made our own weapons. We made our own boats. I went to professionals who were good at these type of things. And we made our own costumes. Everything's original. All the music is original. Everything.
The film is called All or Nothing, and it's going to show Sunday, March 18th at the Art Museum. You'll be there and you'll follow the filming with the discussion?
Yes, I'll be there. There's a Q&A afterward. Many of our cast and crew members will be there. We call it a fun fundraiser. We're going to give some money back to the community. We have a couple of youth organizations we'll be giving money back to. And as well, like I said, many of our cast members will be there. But we're getting dressed up. You can wear a tux and tennis shoes, or you can wear blue jeans and your best sunglasses, your wild hairdos, your tattoos. We're going to have photographers there, hopefully from the University of Cincinnati, taking pictures like a red carpet kind of a deal. Just be silly and have fun and discuss the period in the movie afterwards.
What is still Oscar month, right?
Yeah, sure it is.
Have you had many showings like this with discussions after?
We have. Actually, we're still finishing post-production. We've got a little bit of temp music to replace and a couple of things I still want to edit, but we've had probably 10 to 15 of these screenings, averaging 300 to 500 people per screening. And it's very humbling considering, many movies, big budget or small, a lot of times are dressed up with nowhere to go. So we have a story. We have a wonderful story, and the communities have just been amazing at stepping up and helping us out.
Have you submitted this film to Sundance or any other film festivals?
We did one festival a few weeks ago in Texas. The thing with festivals, and no, I have not submitted to Sundance yet, they come up intermittently. And so because we're still in the final stages of post, I don't want to submit the film and then have to resubmit it again. And then another thing is we have a history piece. It's commercially appealing, but it's also history. And I'm not going to wait on festivals. This is for our schools everywhere. This is the only film in the country, maybe in the world, that has a specific purpose of recreating an American history, and it tells it in a positive way. Given all the negativity that goes with slavery, this shows the races working together. All or Nothing shows the camaraderie of black and white, men and women, different faiths, different ages, etc.
You said that you'd like to see the film used for both entertainment and diversity and education and inclusion programs at schools and cultural institutions. Do you foresee a wide-scale release of the film?
Oh, I do. That's our goal. That's the goal with every film that I'll ever make. But, you have to start somewhere, and I'm the new kid on the block. This is my offering, if you will, and the communities are responding, and they're saying, we like this. And so wherever it goes, but clearly it should be in schools, higher learning institutions, art museums. It's like an art house film. It's got a special place, and where it's going to be, I can't really say, but I have a vision, but you know, we can't control that. It's just, let's just put it out into the universe.
Charles, have you done any teaching? Because I have a feeling you're a natural.
I admire our teachers, but for me, the school setting would be a little too confining. But I've worked with over 20,000 students in coaching literacy, reading and writing across the country. And yeah.
The film is entitled All or Nothing. It blends fact and fiction to tell the story of the escape of 28, the largest slave escape in American history. And while the movie showcases the bitter truths of oppression, it also stresses teamwork and the camaraderie among the Underground Railroad heroes and sheroes, and ultimately, triumph. The film will play at the Cincinnati Art Museum on March the 18th at 4 o'clock, followed by a Q&A, and it sounds like a party, with filmmaker Charles K. Campbell, who has been my guest on WVXU. Charles, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Elaine. You're an excellent interviewer. This is so cool. I mean, I've met...
Leave that in.
All right, cool.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.
Sweet in the morning, I'm sweet.